Welcome to Torati Machanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shelby Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Yud Aleph, the 11th Perek. There are many times when it is very hard to bring certain Sefrei Nach to life and to feel their vibrancy and relevance even today. The truth is, the year 2026 is not one of those times. When we read about how our enemies gather around and try to wipe out Am Yisrael, well, it feels like we're reading the news. And when we talk about Sanherev first successfully destroying the people of Yisrael, and then as he comes closer and closer to Yehuda, he is more and more arrogant and more corrupt until finally Hashem brings him to his knees the night before the conquering of Yerushalayim. Well, I prepared those psukim as Khamenei is falling in Iran a mere couple months after Nasrallah is brought down in his bunker. These are things that feel relevant. They feel like they're happening today. When we read about Chizkiyahu's Torah revival, where he gets people to do teshuvah and to learn Torah, and they're up till late at night learning Torah, well, you just need to go onto the OU website and see the endless thousands of people who are learning Torah together, the Nachyomi movement, the Daf Yomi movement, an incredible renaissance of Torah. And once again, we feel like we're reading the news. Today, here in Perek Yud Aleph, we're going to be talking about something else which maybe feels like we're on the edges of in current events. We're going to be talking about the time of Mashiach and the end of days, something which sits at the core of our Jewish identity and also something which sits as an important theme running throughout Sefer Yeshayahu. Pasuk Aleph opens with, Vayetze choter migeza Yishai. A staff will emerge from this root, a trunk of a tree of Yishai. Venetzer mishorshav yipre, and a branch will come out of the roots. We know that Mashiach is referred to as in plant imagery in much of Judaism. For example, we speak about Es Tzemach David in our Shemana Esra. We talk about the shoot of David and how it should be once again returned to us. Also, in the davening of the Yamim Noraim, we speak about Utzemichas Keren LeDavid Avdecha. Again, all of these ideas of something which is going to grow kind of naturally as an offshoot from the remaining trunk and branches of the Davidic line. It's important to note that according to the Malbim, these psukim that we're about to read could be referring to Chizkiyahu himself, because we know that Mashiach could have come in the generation of Chizkiyahu. In fact, maybe Mashiach could come in every generation. And contained within this, on the one hand, is the hopes and dreams for the future time, but also realize, as Yeshayahu is writing it, perhaps it could have come to fruition much, much earlier, and we wouldn't have to be sitting and reading this in the year 2026. What are the character traits of Mashiach? What are we looking for in Mashiach? Well, the first thing we need to have of him is he needs to be a person who is wise. Pasuk Beis tells us, V'nacha alav ruach Hashem. Hashem will rest upon him, the spirit of Hashem, ruach chochma ubina, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, ruach etza ugvura, the spirit of depth and might, ruach da'as v'yiras Hashem, the spirit of knowledge and fear of God. But wisdom isn't enough, because Pasuk Gimel tells us he also has to be someone who's God-fearing. V'heirichu b'yiras Hashem. The word reach means to smell or to scent of yiras Hashem. What does it mean that he will smell like yiras Hashem? So according to Rashi, it means that from the word reach means spirit. He'll be filled with the spirit of fear of God. The Radak says, no, it will be as if it's like the scent of smell. His God-fearingness will be so simple and so easy to him, it will be as if he's sniffing. So obvious. The Radak says, no, maybe it's Ruach Piv. Ruach Piv is to speak. He will speak in Yiras Hashem. It will flow out of his mouth the words of fear of God. The Malbim understands it on a more metaphysical level, that V'heirichu b'Yiras Hashem, he will allow the world to be uplifted from its physical state into more of a spiritual realm. But the truth is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin takes this quite literally and says that Mashiach will be a person who can sniff out fear of God. In fact, Bar Kochba, during the time of Rabbi Akiva, claimed to be Mashiach, and they tested his statement to check if he was actually going to be Mashiach based on whether he could judge based on smell. And since he couldn't, they acknowledged that he was a false Mashiach and he was killed. In fact, the Gemara in Nida says that it used to be, back in the day, that people who were very, very wise could smell the state of a woman's halachic status, whether she was in Nida or not, simply based on smell. Okay, he will be wise, he will be God-fearing, but not only that, Pasuk Dalid and Hey tell us he will bring justice to the world. V'hayat tzedek ezor matnav, he will gird himself with righteousness, and he will take care of those who are poor and downtrodden. Psukim Vav Teches, a very famous psukim, because they talk about the peace of the time of Mashiach based on the animals who lived or will live at that time. And there are two ways of reading these psukim. The one is to take it quite literally. According to the Ramban and the Radak, nature will change. And in the time of Mashiach, every animal is going to be different. The animals of prey will no longer be animals of prey. In fact, says the Radak, that's what had to have happened during the ark with Noach. Because when Noach had all the animals in the ark, if they were actually animals of prey, then no one would have survived. So they all had to become peaceful and vegetarian. And so too in future times that will be. The Rambam, however, says, no, this is not meant to be taken literally. Lions will still be lions and dogs will still be dogs. But what it means is that things will be so peaceful, it will be as if the animals together will lie, which is a representation of the human beings, because human beings will be able to find peace. Pasuk Vav tells us, V'gar ze'ev im keves, a wolf will lie with a sheep. V'namar im gedi, and a leopard will lie with a goat. Ve'egel ukfir umari yachdav, and a calf and a lion and an ox will all lie together. Ve'nahar katon nohegbam, and a young child, will herd them together. They'll be so easy to take care of, so peaceful, so demure, that even a young child will be able to take care of these animals. Pasuk Zayin continues that imagery. Upara v'dov tirena yachdav, yarbitzu yaldehen, a cow and a bear together shall graze, and also their children will play together. Va'ariya kabakar yochal teben, and a lion, just like an ox, will eat straw. And the primary place where this vision of peace is going to take place is going to be on Har HaBayis, as Pasuk Tes tells us. Ve'lo yareu ve'lo yashchisu b'kol har kochi. There will not be any destruction. There will be not be any evil on my entire sacred mountain. Because the world will be filled with knowledge of God, as if water covers the sea. We know that the thing which prevents water from rushing onto the dry land is the seashore. And this is a vision of a world in which there are no seashores. The water being a representation of us knowing God and loving God, and those waters will just come rushing. And all of the barriers and all of the boundaries which prevent us from experiencing that knowledge of God, they will be washed away. Before we start our Shmona Esrei, every single day, we take three steps back, three steps forward. We say, Hashem, svatai tiftach ufi agit tilasecha. Hashem, open up my mouth so I can tell your praises. But the Hasidic explanation of this line is that svatayim are not just lips, but Hashem, svatai tiftach could also mean, Hashem, open up my seashores. Our svatayim is on the seashore. And what we're saying is, Hashem, help me remove the barriers. Help me remove the barriers within my heart which are blocking my overwhelming, never-ending love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the challenges of talking about the time of Mashiach is how hard it is to relate to it. And we ask ourselves, how are we meant to yearn for something which we don't know and we can't accept and we can't figure out what it is? So what is it that we want? And I once asked the Rav that question and he said to me, but we all know what it's like to yearn. So we all know what it's like to yearn to not yearn anymore. That's the time of Mashiach. It's a time in which we will not yearn anymore. There'll be no more barriers, no more blockages. The world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. There'll be no more seashores. Pasuk Yud tells us, V'haya b'yom hahu, on that day when Mashiach comes, Shorish Yishai, Asher omed l'nes amim, alav goyim yidrashu. Once again, tapping into that plant imagery of Shorish Yishai. Yishai is the root and the descendants. The Mashiach himself will be a person who stands l'nes amim alav, to gather people. It's almost like a banner where people will be gathered together. And v'hayasa menuchato kavod, and his rest will be covered, will be dignity. What does that mean? We know that normally if somebody's at a state of rest, menucha, it's a sign of weakness. Says the Matzudas David, despite his rest, his peaceful energy, it will still be a time in which he is covered, he is honorable and honored. The Malbim says, often someone who is menucha, who is not rigorous and active, is a person who's not important. And here, the most peaceful, the most restful person will be the most important person, Mashiach. And this Nes Goyim, this banner which is being held up, is really going to be one of the big themes of Mashiach, because one of the major, major things that is going to happen in the time of Mashiach is Kibbutz Galiot, the ingathering of the exiles. And as I said, sometimes you feel like you're reading Nach, and sometimes you feel like you're reading the news. This idea of people coming in as a sign of Mashiach is really actually spoken about in the only place in Chumash which seems to talk about Mashiach, which is Devarim Perek Lamed. Devarim Perek Lamed is often referred to as Parshas HaGeula. It is the theme of redemption and the ultimate end of days. And in those psukim, Pasuk Gimel tells us, V'shav Hashem Elokecha es Shavuscha. Hashem will return you, V'rachamecha, and He'll have mercy on you. V'shav V'kabetzcha Mikol Ha'amim. He will gather you in from all the other nations. Asher Hifetzcha Hashem Elokecha Shama, which He has spread you out onto. If He sent you out into all the edges of the heavens, Misham yekabetzcha Hashem, from there He will gather you up, Umisham yekachecha, and from there He will take you. And we can hear a parallel, we can hear echoes of those words of Devarim here in Yeshayahu, when it says, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vahaya b'yomahu, Yosif Hashem Elok, Hashem Sheinis Yado, Hashem will once again spread out His hand, Liknot et Sha'ar Amo, to acquire the remainders of His people from all the different lands. Pasuk Yud Beis, V'nasan Nes Lagoyim, and He will raise up a sign for all the other nations, V'asaf Nidchei Yisrael, and He'll gather up those people who are sent out from amongst Israel. Unefutzos Yehuda Yekabetz Me'arba Kanfos Aretz, and those who are scattered will be sent out, will be brought back in from the four corners of the world. And at that time, when there's an ingathering of the exile, the most important thing is going to happen, which is ahava. People will love each other once again. If you remember, we spoke about in Perek Tes, about one of the major things which caused exile and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to distance Himself from us. We spoke in Pasuk Chaf about how Pasuk Chaf, Menashe es Ephraim ve'Ephraim ves Menashe yachdav hema al Yehuda. Menashe and Ephraim can't get along, and they together are going to gang up against Yehuda. As opposed to that, we hear this perek in Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'sara kinas Ephraim v'tzorere Yehuda yekaresu. The jealousy of Ephraim will be removed, and the oppression of Yehuda will be cut down. Ephraim lo yikanes Yehuda, v'Yehuda lo yatzores Ephraim. Ephraim will not be jealous of Yehuda, because we know that Ephraim was far less holy and far less loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the tribe of Yehuda was, and they were jealous of that. But Yehuda will no longer oppress Ephraim in its arrogance for pointing out its righteousness. And this, unfortunately, is not something that feels like we're reading the news. Our hoping and our yearning and our longing for the time of Mashiach is a hoping and yearning and longing for a time where Jews can just get on, where Ephraim and Manasseh and Yehuda and Ephraim and the people on the right, the people on the left, and everybody will just manage to eradicate their hatred and see beyond their differences and come to love each other. And we know that Kibbutz Galiot has happened before. The Jews being brought back into the land of Israel by miracle happened when we came out of Mitzrayim. As Pasuk Tes Vav tells us, V'hecherim Hashem es l'shon yam Mitzrayim. Hashem will dry up the bank of the sea of Egypt, the Yam Suf. V'henif yado al hanahar ba'ayam rucho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wave His hand over the nahar. Here the nahar is a reference to the nahar Prat, the Euphrates, with the power of His breath. V'hikahu l'shiv anachalim. And He will split it out into seven different streams, in order to bring Am Yisrael back. And the Radak says the number seven is just to say many. And there are so many places that Jews are found today, so many multitudes of places. But please God, this parak gives us a vision of hope and a vision of yearning to get to the time where we no longer have to yearn, to get to the time where we can actually have peace, not just with other nations, but with each other, and where we can return home and have kavod, and have the dignity of having menucha, of having a moment's peace. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepetzu'ei Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina V'Chaim Shenka.